Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are, the last song, and I pray that after the music stops that the focus will be on you, Lord. People will see you for who you are and worship you with their lives. Cam, share your heart with us.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. I worship you, yes. Father, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner, and Father, I worship you. I worship you, Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. You're my provider. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, Lord, you're my provider. Lord, you're my provider, and Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you.
Unto the Lord in this morning. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I felt that song down in my spirit. I don't know if anybody else out there listening on today, whether you are in the chat room, whether you are on Skype, whether you are listening from your phone or from your computer. I'm telling you, I felt that song in my spirit. I'm telling you, I'm telling the Lord is El Shaddai, hallelujah. I'm telling you, we shall worship the Lord on this morning, hallelujah. I'm telling you, worship the Lord on this morning, hallelujah. Tell him that you reverence him on this morning, hallelujah. Tell him that you love him on this morning, hallelujah. Tell him that you appreciate him, hallelujah. Let him know that you thank him on this morning. Worship the Lord on this morning, hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm telling you, everyone out there listening to Iron Royalty listeners, just worship the Lord this morning, hallelujah. Tell him, Father, I worship you. Father, I worship you. My provider, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Hallelujah. Tell him that you worship him this morning. Hallelujah. Let him know that you thank him for being El Shaddai. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley, and you have tuned into the new and approved Iron Royalty Radio Show. Yes, Iron Royalty Radio Show. I'm excited on this morning. I know I'm coming out on Friday's afternoon, but the Lord has dropped in my spirit on today to come this morning, because there's somebody out there that's listening on this morning. They need a healing on today. Hallelujah. There's somebody listening right now, and the son of my voice need a deliverance on today. Somebody out there doesn't need a breakthrough on today. Somebody out there doesn't need to be made whole on today. Somebody out there need a word from the Lord on today. Somebody need a touch from the Lord on today. Somebody need a faith activated to a higher level on today. Somebody need a transformation on today. Somebody need some wealth transfer on today. Who am I talking to on this morning? Somebody need to know that God is God. He is El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Nisi. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's Jehovah Kishtenu. He's Jehovah Roha. He's Jehovah Sabaoth. He is just God, who I am, who I am, the lily in the valley, the bright and morning star, the King of kings and the Lord of lords on today, hallelujah. And I am letting you know on today, just worship the Lord. I'm saying wherever you are, just say, hold your hands up and say, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I thank you. My soul says yes, hallelujah. Oh, God, my spirit says yes. My mind says yes. Yes to your wills. Yes to your ways. Yes, I'll walk like your Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, I was created in your image, so I've got to resemble your Lord. Yes, God, I'll do what you want me to do. Yes, God, not my will, but your will be done in me. How about, matter of fact, Lord, help my will so I won't get out of your will. Hallelujah. Lord, do what you said you're going to do, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God. You be the potter and I be the clay. Matter of fact, Lord, I lay on the operating table so you can be the spiritual surgeon to take out what need to be taken out and put in what need to be put in on today. Hallelujah. Just if you believe that God is here in your life and he's already there in your life and he's omnipresent and omniscient and everlasting, just say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. My. Woo! I am super excited on today. I'm telling you, God is, he is an awesome God on today. I'm telling you, if you trust in God to do some great things in your life, just say, Lord, I trust you. Hallelujah. I just want to tell a little bit of my testimony, because last Friday I wasn't able to get on. But I just want to tell y'all a little bit of my testimony, Iron Royalty listeners. Ooh, God has done it again for my life. I'm telling you, if you have never, ever seen the miracle, matter of fact, a lot of y'all listening on the sound of my voice are many miracles. Y'all can testify and tell everybody all the great things that God has done for your very life. But I want to tell this testimony because God told me every time he does great things in my life, he wants me to share it. Because the Bible said we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Well, I want to let y'all know God has done it once in my life, twice in my life, three times, and four times seals the deal. God has healed me from cancer again, everybody. Yes, I said it. He healed me from cancer again. I'm telling you, I took my last radiation and my last chemo last week. Yes, Pastor Deshaun is healed from cancer a fourth time. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I don't know about y'all, but I'm super, supernaturally excited on this morning because you're listening to a cancer-free woman once again. You listen to that God has done some reconstructing inside of my body. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank thank you, God, for saving me. And I want to thank you, God, for healing me and setting me free. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he's a miracle-working God. A lot of people I talk to said, well, I don't see God performing miracles like he used to do back in the Bible days. I look at them and say, you better look around and see all the great things that God is doing. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 12, verse 16, the New International Version, now stand still and see the great things that the Lord is about to do before your very eyes. Meaning that God is doing miracles every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, all month long, every year, every decade. God is doing great things on a daily basis. A lot of you out there listening right now don't know my testimony, but let me tell you a little bit of it. About 7.5 years ago, I was told that I was in the last final stage of cancer. The doctors only gave me 90 days to live. They told my ex-husband to go ahead and get everything prepared for my funeral, get right out of will. All they can do is hospice for me because there wasn't no hope for me. At first, when I first heard it, I kind of like believed it, but then I didn't. So I went to two other doctors, and they told me the same thing. But how many know God is a healer? Hallelujah. It is 7.5 years later. I'm still alive, still healed, delivered, set free, made whole, and open up my mouth to tell everybody all the wonderful things that God has done for my life. I could not die at that moment in time because I had to live to declare the works of the Lord to tell you, you, and you about the great things that God has done for my life. And if he done it for me, he's not a God-respected person. He will surely do it for you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord on this morning because he is worthy to be praised. I'm telling you, I'm excited out there. Somebody out there, listen, you may not be going through cancer, but you might be going through some other illness. You might not even be going through an illness. You might be going through a test or a trial or a tribulation or a storm of rain. Well, I'm here to let you know what Psalm 30, verse 4 and 5 says. His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes this morning. I'm here to let you know you're walking in your morning now. Yes, at this moment in time, it was predestined by God, organized by God for you to call in, for you to listen in, or for you to hear this radio show this morning to let you know, welcome into your new joy. The Bible says in Nehemiah 8, verse 10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I'm here to let you know, you are walking in your joy. Forget about yesterday. That's old. There's really nothing you can do about it, actually. Forget about the last second ago. There's nothing you can do about that. But you can worry about the right here and right now. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen, meaning that you ain't got to see it to know that it's going to happen. You just got to have blind faith to know that God is who he say he is. And if he said it, he's going to make it good, and it's going to come to pass in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. It's going to come to pass in your very life. Oh, God. Oh, let me go ahead and get to I'm just going to encourage you on this morning. I just want to encourage you on this morning, just tell you what God gave me for the peoples on this morning. This will probably help you through your day. If you want to listen to it again, you can get on Blog Talk Radio and listen to I'm Going to again and listen to it of the great things that God is about to do in your life this week. I'm telling you, this is an awesome word, and I just want to let you know that he got your back. Well, today is Monday, and I call it Mine is on the Way to be Manifested Monday. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Let me say that again. Mine is on the way to be manifested Monday, meaning all the things that you want God to do, all the laying on your face, all the petitioning, all crying out late at night or in the morning, all the things that you have desired God to do, it will be manifested on today. Many people in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that Jesus had healed, the things that he told them according to your faith, let it be so unto you. That's how they got healed, because of their faith. You remember, and when the lady with issue of blood in Mark 5, when she had a healing in Jesus, and she touched Jesus, him in his garment, Jesus said, woman, according to your faith, you was made whole. According to her faith, the Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who is able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that's working in us. Hallelujah. And if you believe that God is going to manifest some things in your life on this very day, put your hands together and praise him. If you believe he's going to do some great things right before your eyes, put your hands together and praise him. If you believe he's going to give you the divine favor and the divine wealth transfer, put your hands together and praise him. If you know God is going to take you from level to level, from glory to glory, from realm to realm, to heavenly dimensions to dimensions, put your hands together and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'm coming to you out of Exodus 9, verse 16. I'm going to be reading out of two parts of the Bible, out of the New International Version and the New Living Translation Version, and I want to read the scripture to you out of the NIV first. It says, I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me read the word of the Lord again for you. I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me read this to you out of the New Living Translation Version. It says, but I have spared you for a purpose, to show you my power and to spread my fame throughout the earth. Hallelujah. May God have a blessing to the readers and the hearers and the doers of his word for the edification of all of our souls. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know that the topic on today is called Spread the Fame. Let me say that again. Spread the fame. We just listened to the word of the Lord in Exodus 9, verse 16. Out of New Living Translation Version, and it says, but I have spared you for a purpose to show you my power and to spread my fame throughout the earth. So from this day forward, whenever the enemy comes your way, whenever the devil comes your way, whenever people come your way, whenever haters and participators and all those come your way, say, you ain't can't touch me because I'm spreading the fame, baby. I am spreading the fame. Hallelujah. Also, we have another chapter that I'm coming out in verse we're all familiar of. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. Hallelujah. I'm going to come to you with like seven different key things that you can do to spread the fame in God's kingdom. Seven key things. Well, we're going to go over to Matthew 6, verse 33. It says, seek. Seek is an action verb. And it is an active verb for you to apply to your life on a daily basis to do the things that God has for your life. It implies a being continually absorbed in search for something or making stimulus and diligent efforts to attain something. Hallelujah. When you seek after God, you are searching diligently. Remember, the Bible says the Lord is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When you're seeking after God, you're doing it diligently. You're putting effort. You're putting commitment. You're dedicated. You're motivated. You're inspired. You are focused to get this thing that you are seeking so much. When a person is focused, they close their mind out to everything else around them, and they only focus on that one thing that they're trying to do at that moment and at that time so they can get it accomplished and so they can reach all their goals and get it achieved. Hallelujah. The Lord is the reward of those diligently seek him. The Bible says in Matthew 7:7, ask and it should be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Seek means to search for God. And Jesus has always let us know that he will fall into our lives and the power of God to manifest into our lives and to be used for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Number one, seek God is by reading his word. In order for you to walk in the purpose and to spread the fame throughout the earth for the Lord, you have to, one, seek God by reading his word. The Bible says that study to show thyself approved. You have to study the word of God. The Bible said in Joshua 1:8 and Psalms 1, meditate on the word day and night. And when you do that, you should be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. May in all seasons may you bear much fruit. And in Joshua 1:8 it says, be strong and courageous, meditate the word day and night. Same while I was with Moses, the same while I'll be with you, and you'll be successful in all that you do. So it's letting you know this plain and simple, that if you read God's word and seek him, you don't have to worry about anything. Because the Bible says in Philippians 4:19, that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Two, pray consistently. meaning that you have to have a prayer life with God. If you want to spread the fame throughout the world and you want to be successful in all that you do, you want everything that you're praying about to come to pass and be manifest in your life, you have to pray continually. 3, being still and know that he is God by listening to a small, still voice that he speaks to you. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that he is God. Also, it says in Matthew 10 and 1 Kings 19 to listen to the small, still, gentle, whispering voice that God was speaking to your ears and shouted above the rooftops. Hallelujah. 4, we just talked about that. Meditate on the word day and night and how many times you choose to meditate. We just read that, Psalms 1, Joshua 1 and 8. If you want to go over and beyond to meditate on the word, beyond day and night, you may want to do day, noon, and night, it's your business. If you want to meditate all day, that's still your business. It just takes you to a higher realm and a higher dimension in God to really know him. The Bible says, and Jeremiah 1 and 5, he told Jeremiah, I knew thee when thee was forming thy mother's womb. I knew thee, and I call you a prophet to the nations. Meaning that when you meditate on the word, it just only gets you closer to God. How many of you out there are in a relationship or maybe married or, everybody done dated someone in the past? When in order for you to get in a deep relationship with this guy or with this woman, what did you do? You got a chance to know them. You got a chance to spend time with them. You hung out with them. You communicated with them. Some of you be learning how to become one with them. Why? Because you wanted to get to know them so that they can get to know you, so you can see are you really interested and to be closer. That's how it is with God. If you want to get closer to God, you have to seek him. You have to know that he has a purpose for your life. He raised you up for this moment in time, and he has proclaimed the power of his manifestation on your life to spread the fame throughout the world. Hallelujah. 5, worshiping God and becoming intimate with him and begin to seek him for who he really is and begin to know him for the things that he has done in your life and begin to worship him. When you begin to worship, it brings out 4-corner mirrors in your life to show you your inner self the way that God sees you. When you begin to worship, it put a mirror in the front of you, the back of you, the left of you, and the right of you to show you who you are in God. It don't show you the way other people see you. It don't worship, don't show you the way you see yourself, but it shows you that king, hallelujah, hey God, that God sees you. It shows you to be that queen that God sees you to be. It shows you to walk in your destiny, hallelujah. It shows you that you're going to walk in your purpose. It shows you that you have the power to lay hands on the sick, raise the dead, cure the leprosy, cast out demons. It shows you that you can speak the power of God out of your mouth. It shows you that you are successful. It shows that you're walking in prosperity. It shows that you're walking in overflow when you begin to worship God, hallelujah. Jesus said, Jesus said in John 4, and when you worship me, you must worship me in spirit and truth. He does it to the Samaritan woman. Why do you say that? Because when you begin to worship him, it begins to bring out the truth of how you feel about God. Because I don't know about nobody else, but when I begin to worship God, I begin to go into a realm with God. There is only a person between me and God. I begin to go into a place that I don't care who around me, what around me, I begin to get one with God. I don't know about y'all, but when I was married, or even when I was dating someone, when I get into that intimate mode, I cut the phone off. I don't want to be bothered. You better not knock on my door because I'm trying to be one with this person. Well, that's how it is when you worship God. Oh, bullshit. That's how it is when you get close to God. You begin to get one with him. You begin to make a covenant with him. You begin to get entwined with him. And you don't care about nothing and nobody else. If you're the last person laying on that floor, you're going to get what you need to get with God. And that's how the Samaritan woman and John 4 begin to leave that bucket at their well and begin to seek. Go back to the scripture. It goes back to the main scripture, Exodus 9 and 16. She began to spread his fame throughout the earth and told everybody, come see a man and who told me everything about myself, because she became one with him. She had a connection with him. She had an intertwining with God. She wrapped herself around him, and he wrapped himself around her. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. 6, praising God. Just letting him know you appreciate him. Let him know that you thank him. Praise him for what he brought you out of. Praise him for what he's been getting ready to bring you to. Praise him for the flowing of the land in your life of milk and honey, and let him know that he can breathe into your life daily. Hallelujah. 7, fasting. Fasting calls you to deny yourself. It calls you to be really seek God in a purity stage because it is you killing your flesh. The Bible says that the flesh got to die daily. Jesus said, if you want to be mine, you have to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. Denying yourself means denying the things that you know that does not connect to God. Hallelujah. You have to stay consistent. You have to stay disciplined. You have to teach yourself to motivate yourself that this is what you need to do, not what you're going to do, but this is what desire and that you need to do, that the flesh has to leave and come subject to the word of God and has to submit to the power of God. You get strength and power when you fast. The Bible says in Matthew 17:14-23, when there was some demons in the little boy, he was having seizures, and he was in a fire, and his father said, Lord, help my unbelief. And the disciples wondered how come they couldn't cast off this demon out of this little boy. And Jesus said, some of these things does not come out unless you are praying and fasting. Hallelujah. I just hope on today that those 7 steps bless your life on today. I hope on today that this warmth is saturating your spirit and you can carry it with you all the day, that you know that you are here to spread the fame. You know that mine is on the way to be manifested Monday, that you know that you are king and queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness, and you shall be found in your seated position in God and walking in your destiny. Know that you are moving forward and you won't be stuck. Know that there is something in your future and it looks much better than it looks right now. Know that anything you want in this season, Ecclesiastes 2:10, you can take and don't restrain yourself from any joy. Know that the Bible says in Proverbs 16:3, commit your work to the Lord and all your plans will see and prosper and be established. Hallelujah. Whatever you need in life on today, whatever you want in life on today, whether it's food, money, clothing, house, car, your bills paid, maybe you want to go to another level in God, maybe you need a peace of mind, you need deliverance, being made whole, strength, energy, boost, humbleness, a vacation, clothes for your kids, a spouse, these things can be added into your life on today just as simply as seeking God like never before. The Bible says in Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Who am I talking to on today? Somebody out there been really seeking God. Hey, God. Somebody out there today been seeking God like never before. And it seems like he's ever so far, but actually he's ever so close and near. He is right there on today. I'm telling you, it's not an accident you called in, that you're listening in, that you're in from your computer, that you're from Skype or in your text box or the chat box. You are here by God to hear the word of the Lord on today, because on today you can walk in confidence. The Bible said in 1 John 5:14-15, this is the confidence that we have in God, that if we ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears me. And since we know that he hears us, we know we're going to have and receive whatever we ask for in prayer. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:26, the Lord shall be my confidence, and he shall keep my foot from being taken. I'm here to let you know on today is already done. I'm here to let you know on today that yours is on the way to be manifested on today. I'm here to let you know that you are a warrior. You are a trailblazer. You are a heavyweight champion, and all you do is win. Defeat is not an option. Failure is past tense, but you can move forward into the great things of God. I'm here to let you know today that greatness is in your DNA, and it is your birthright. I'm here to let you know today, whatever they're trying to take you out of here, God has purpose for your life, so you can raise up on today and speak his name and spread it throughout the world. I'm here to let you know today that is over now. I'm here to let you know peace be still in the midst of your life. I'm here to let you know that you are God gifted. I'm here to let you know today that you are a masterpiece. Psalm 139:7, the New Living Translation version, that I'm a masterpiece, and my merchandise is good. And when God made me, oh, so well, his workmanship and craftsmanship, oh, well, how I know it. Don't you know that you are a masterpiece? When they made you, they didn't make nothing else like you on the market. When they made you, you was an original piece. When they made you, to heaven and earth. He's watching over you right now. He preserved your life. He can watch over you as you come and go, both now and forevermore. I'm letting you know, the ones who listen to the sound of my voice, God has stirred up the gifts inside of you. He has purpose for you. Every prophecy will be manifested in your life. Every promise will be established in your life because God loves you. Hey, you're the most shy, you're the most. God loves you. He kind of knows. God loves you. I'll tell you another day. Don't you look back, but look forward into the great things that God has for your life. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Look forward. Look forward. Oh, God. Hey, God. Expect the unexpected. Expect God to do great things in your life. Expect a miracle to take place in your life. Expect somebody to come up to you in Luke 6:38. It says that men shall give it to your bosoms. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. Expect somebody to say, here, honey, I don't know who you are. You don't know me, but something in God told me to give this unto you. Expect some manifestation to take place in your life. Expect that when you walk, your shadow is blessed. Expect the Lord to increase your capacity like Jabez and enlarge your territory. I bless you in all the evil, pain, hurt, harm away from you. I expect God to do it for your life because his word will never turn him void, but which will fill the purpose which it was sent out to do. And his promises is yes and amen. Hallelujah. If you believe that, just tell God, yes, I expect it. Yes, I expect it. Yes, I expect it from you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know today, stop worrying. Oh, God. Stop doubting. Stop stressing. Stop being frustrated about what you don't have. And start thanking God for what you do have. Because God has great things for your life. You don't even know who you are, really how God loves you. You don't even know the things that God is going to do for your life. You don't even know the reason why you're still here. Because the great purpose that God has for your life. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Y'all don't know shit. God has great things in store for your life. Hallelujah. He has great, dynamic, and awesome things in store for your life. And he loves you so much. Oh, God. I'm telling you, he loves you so much. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 17 and Mark 9, have faith in God. Have faith in God. You can tell a mountain to be moved and cast itself in the sea, and nothing will be impossible for you. Have faith in God and know that God loves you. Hallelujah. Trust him to do great things in your life. Trust him to work it out. Trust him to fix it. Trust him to make it whole. Trust him to do some great things. Look up to the hills and watch the manifestation. You know, the Bible says in Haggai 2 that the Lord shakes the heavens and earth and he rotates it on our behalf. Don't you know God is shaking the heaven and earth on your behalf? Don't you know God is doing some dynamic things on your behalf? Don't you know the Bible says in Psalm 116, 1 and 2, the Lord hears and answers your prayer and he bends down and listens to us? Don't you know he listens to you? Don't you know that he knows the plans he has for your life, says the Lord, a plan of good and not evil until the expected end? Jeremiah 20, 29 and 11. Don't you know he loves you so much? Don't you know that there's so many great things that is in store for you right now? But you know what you can do? The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those that eat the food therein, open up your mouth and start speaking to the atmosphere. Read Ezekiel 37. Read it. Watch how the Lord told Ezekiel to prophesy. And Ezekiel began to speak to the winds and told him to hear the word of the Lord, the seven Lord, to breathe into them dry bones. And the wind began to breathe, and the bones began to shake round and roll. I'm telling you, speak to the east wind. The east wind got it. Speak to the west wind. The west wind got it. Speak to the north wind. The north wind got it. Speak to the south wind. The south wind got it. Everything that you need from God to do in your very life. Hallelujah. And I want you to know on today that you can spread out the fame. Oh, God. Hallelujah. These words will not fall to the ground on today like Samuel. Every word that's spoken out in the airwaves will manifest into someone's life. Somebody will do what God has called them to do, and they will see the manifestations of God in their lives on today. Hallelujah. It is so. Hallelujah. It is so. Hallelujah. It is so. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I speak greatness over your life. Hallelujah. I speak overflow over your life. Hallelujah. I speak increase over your life. Hallelujah. I speak success over your life. Hallelujah. And it is so. And it is good. You remember when the Lord made the world, he said, let there be light, and it was so, and it was good. It is good in your life. All is well in your life. It is so. In the name of Jesus. I only have room, oh, God. I only have room to open up the line to one person on today because I actually kind of went over time. But I'm telling you, God, this word was awesome. I know that you are blessed on today. Know that you are blessed by the best. Forget about the rest. Forget about the haters. Forget about everybody, because actually your haters is your biggest motivator. They make you greater, and actually your participator, so they only make you stronger. Psalms 23:5 says the Lord prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies and anoint your head with oil so your cup can run over and overflow. So it don't even really matter. Just keep on moving forward and watch God do great things in your life. Hallelujah. I'm over at the phone line to someone. I'm going to say your last four digits and your beginning of your number. Area code 214-9738. You're live on the air. Hallelujah. Caller? Caller?
Hello?
God bless you. Call you live on the air.
I just thank the Lord for the word today.
Hallelujah. Max, your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Corey, and Williams calling from Dallas, Texas.
God bless you. God bless you. It's just such a blessing for you to be on Iron Royalty on today. I thank God that you're on here. I pray that this word will touch you, and if you even need to listen to it again, it's recorded live, so in the next 10 minutes it'll be live on Blog Talk, and you can listen to it. And I just thank God just for just you being on here on today. Hallelujah. And I just want you to know on today that you can spread the fame and know that today is the day to kind of manifest some great things in your life and speak into the atmosphere and know that it is already done. Hallelujah. Everyone out there listening on today, I will be back here on Friday. You know, Faith, Favor, Finance Friday. I know today was a special day. God dropped it in my spirit to give this word out on today. So if I come back before then, you guys will all know. But on Faith, Favor, Finance Friday, live at 3:30 p.m., I am your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley, and you have tuned into Iron Royalty Show, where kings and queens with riches sit always in heavenly places, and they're above and never beneath. They're the head and not the tail, the lender and never going to be the borrower, and when enemies come one direction to them, they scatter them from seven, and everything they touch is prosperous and abundantly blessed. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 14. I will leave you on today with Captain Jones. Jesus will fix it. Listen to this song, because he will fix it for you and me. Be blessed. Agape!
Well, I stepped in the water.
Water was cold.
She in my body, but
not too cold.
Got to work early, but when I got cold,
I was cold. She brought back to the cold.
You get the clay, I needed the mold. When I got bold, talking to people I didn't know, said Jesus can favor your bold.
Oh,
when he came in with his two belts, like a gentleman with a whole bunch of keys.
He's the light
and he's the key. He did it for me, he'll do it for you, yeah.
Everything that you do,
he can totally rearrange your life. Free from bondage, free from strife, he will.
He will, he will, he will.
I'm a witness, he will. He can be the mechanic, let him get it, you forget it. He can say it and he can read it, let him fix it. Might as well go for some chicken,
kick me a wing and a biscuit.
Might as well eat, rest my feet,
turn up slumber,
might well sleep. With the gun deal, you believe you can see. All your haters, get ready to leave.
Trust him and trust him only.
He will never forsake it. He will never leave you lonely.
Give you the medicine, spiritual growth,
and it will fix whatever is wrong. He will.
He will.
Break it down, break it down.
song.
Like you need it.
That.
I tried it. Jesus. My mama told me.
All right, Dad,
she said,
call it
on the name of Jesus. He'll save you. He'll heal you. He'll deliver you. I tried.